Hello, hello, Kim here, and welcome to Inside the Trenchcoat, Season 2 Debrief. After we were done recording with Season 2, we sat down afterwards to talk a little bit about the campaign, answered any burning questions we had for each other, talked about some highlights, some of our favorite moments, some character thoughts as we were playing. Please note that this does have minimal editing, as I am focusing on doing Season 3 and some future content things, so please keep that in mind. We hope you enjoy us goofing around after Season 2.
Tanner, where's the hat?
Yeah, you gotta wear the hat for the debrief, bro.
Why aren't you in uniform?
Sorry.
How many times has Madame D said that to
anytime she sees him without his hat. Or to Wesley.
Yeah. Without his whale tail.
Oh.
You know what? He's always in uniform.
Leather
pants. He's a good boy.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Wesley knows.
Are
dude.
We started?
Yeah, we've been started.
Okay.
Cold open.
Welcome to 5 GMs in a Trench Coat Debrief.
Season 2, baby.
I think maybe this is the campaign that introduced Adam and I as a dynamic duo to everybody.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Because we slay.
Yeah. We didn't set up a Q&A this time.
No. Yeah. Well, because I don't know.
Pacing wise,
it just really kept going.
Oh well, because last. Oh,
last
that's hard. Because last time the episodes were airing while we.
Yeah, while
yeah.
we.
That's
did
a thing that we are gonna have to contend with.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm
maybe
gonna
we do a little Q&A
like
extra.
Jump back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
At some point, but
anyways,
you know that'll be for later. Anyways, hi guys from the future, not the future, the past.
What do we want to discuss specifically?
I don't know. What do we want to talk
I
about?
I want to say one quick thing. So
yeah, go for
I
it.
Did bend the rules a bit, so this is just to get comments out
oh,
of the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm there.
So first of all, luck, you're not supposed to be able to use luck points after you roll. You're supposed to do it before. But I was like, I want to kind of keep things moving, you know?
That, no, that's
well,
fair.
That's
I respect that. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I
so
respect that.
There's that. And then I did, like, I did lessen the enemy's armor a bit just to keep them. Keep
so, like, them. It was less of a slog.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
When we were fighting, I'm like, oh, this is going to take a while if we have this combat going. So I did make the enemies a little bit easier.
Thanks.
And we're also a bit more of a role play group, so
yeah.
I didn't want to go too into the nitty gritty of the
combat. That's
fair.
I appreciate that. I also, the hacking knife was homebrew.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That came from, like, our session zero where we practiced the game. So thank you, Jesse, for getting in front of that. On top of getting in front of that, I do want to come out and say, before we started playing... Cyberpunk Red is not a TTR, like a system that interested me. I was very like hesitant to play it. I had a lot of fun. Jesse did a fantastic job with it. I find it a bit like morose and a bit like everything's bad already, right? But I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. Jesse killed DMing, and I think like the team made it fun. The table made it fun, and we had a great time. Jesse made it fun. I say this all the time, but like the reason I wanted Jesse as a cast member, and like I want to work with Jesse in this, is because I think Jesse's very funny, and I think that Jesse and I work well together.
And Jesse just rolls with the punches. We threw a lot of stupid shit in front of Jesse this season.
And as like someone who's like done a podcast with Jesse before, him and I play off each other very well, and I think we
Jesse kept the sourdough Joe bit going.
Exactly.
Dude.
Yeah, Jesse got that sourdough Joe bit going.
I was gonna make sourdough Joe happen.
Thank you, Jesse.
When it comes to like bouncing off of like players like fucking bullshit like funny shit, Jesse is the goat.
Jesse is the goat.
Jesse just loves a bit.
Yeah, but all I have to say, 5 GMs in a trench coat like Cyberpunk Red, it was a good time.
It
can be a slog, and if you're a little more, I'd kin it to like 3.5 D&D. So if you lean that way or skew that way, you'll probably enjoy it a little more. But it is less roleplay, more crunch. But Jesse did a fantastic job of balancing it.
I do recommend playing it a few times, because we only played it one time, and I'm sure you cut it out, but there were several times I'm like flipping through the book.
Yeah.
So,
I,
you can probably hear it in the background, because there are some parts where you hear like page flipping, but like it happens.
So I do kind of wish maybe I played it several more times just to get it, but it worked.
I really enjoyed the system myself, but I really enjoy systems with high stakes like that, and I also enjoy like systems with a lot of numbers, so I'll say I had a blast with it. Like, I know we didn't play it like as written necessarily, like pretty close, but you know, homebrew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No,
but,
I like it a lot. I just wish I had a bit more.
No, 100%. I just mean to say, like, I was into it. You know what I mean? Like, these mechanics, the lethality, it makes for interesting roleplay, in my opinion.
You know, sorry, Kim,
no, you're good.
I would love the mechanics in a different setting.
Yeah.
Like, I would love it if you see, like, homebrewed, like, some kind of cyberpunk world. Yeah. I just find, like, sometimes cyberpunk, the cyberpunk setting makes me so depressing. Sad.
Yeah.
It makes me so sad. Kim?
Oh, no, I was just gonna say, I really like what Jesse did. I'm not a big numbers gal when it comes to my TTRPGs. I'm really not. But I had fun playing this. Like, the table made it a lot of fun. And I was just being a silly little guy in the tech, to be honest. I was like, can I do this shit? And Jesse was like, yeah, you can. I was like, thanks, bestie.
The more systems we play where explosives exist, the better, in my opinion, because that means we can just, you know, insure. I'll keep insurance going, you guys.
Yeah.
I'll so keep buying real. My insurance.
Explosives are great.
Yeah, great. Oh, yeah. A lot of use. A lot of, very useful.
A lot of cell phones. Dude, communications.
Dude,
having
emojis,
a communication
dude,
device
tell how
this
much
campaign.
We liked it.
Dude,
you can also tell when we picked up on it.
Yeah.
Well, because, like, the first season with Tanner's game, we didn't have a means of communication.
Yeah, that was hard.
And that was tough.
That was a big obstacle for us.
Yeah, and so for this one, we had our stupid little agents, and we're like, sending emojis to each other.
Yeah, it's so fun.
It's incredibly dumb.
Yeah, it's great, though. I was talking off mic separately about how nice it is to have a cell phone, like, in a game, you know?
Yeah, in a game like this in which you need, like, especially since I feel like we split up a lot in this one.
Yeah. But it made it okay because we could just talk to each other.
Yeah. Splitting up less, like, we can't split up.
Yeah.
Because
we don't know what the other's doing. Yeah.
Drop a location.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking speaking of dropping pins, John almost getting fucking destroyed, demolished, or just, like, you know, in, like, the paintball episode where I'm just like,
that was bad.
That was so bad. I was like, oh, fuck, John's gonna die here.
Yeah, and I realized after I forgot to do the extra 5 damage every time you took a critical. So you
would
probably
have died. Yeah, I would have been down.
You would have died, but look, sometimes Night City looks out for you.
Dude, hell yeah, it does. Dude, John lived and became the mayor.
He became the mayor. He got shot up
and then became the mayor. What an arc.
Was forged by Night City.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Hell yeah.
Let's go. Do we want to do highlights then questions or questions then highlights?
I don't know. What are the vibes?
Highlights and questions.
Okay. Let's do Jesse last.
Okay,
we'll start
with
Tamlin.
Highlight
of the campaign of the season.
God. Fuck if I know. The fuck?
Dude, fuck if I know the fuck.
Yeah, that's so valid.
Dude, what do I remember from this? Dude, it was a fucking fever dream.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Truly.
I'm the worst person to go first because my thoughts are always so jumbled.
Do you want someone else to go first?
Yeah. Give me a second, okay?
Tanner.
I really, really, really enjoyed our time in Night City. I liked our characters a lot. I liked the plays a lot. Like, we all were playmakers, and I love that. Yeah. I obviously really enjoyed when John almost died, because that shit's awesome. I just love getting close to death like that. That's always fun. But yeah, like, I don't know. Just a lot of the, like, it's a very different game from Fate, and it's also a very different setting from our last campaign.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It was just fun to kind of just do something totally different, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, I'll go next, and then we'll do Kim and Tamlin.
Sure.
So I agree, setting-wise, like, off the heels of that one, I played Adesele previously, who, like, was pretty averse to killing, and then, like, towards Tamlin, he's like, I come around, like, oh, if I have to, I will, but, like, I don't want to. Sorry. For Doc, who straight executes people, like, very unemotionally, very, like, all right, this is what happens here, kind of thing. And so that was very fun for me to not feel like I had to play, like, a moral high ground character.
Mm-hmm.
And I discussed with the group very early on that, like, Doc was, like, wasn't in the best headspace going into it. I don't know if we ever really got into it, but Doc's partner was killed by the Baba Yaga, and it was a big thing for him, and it was a big point of pain for him.
You know, sorry, just to piggyback off of what you said about the whole, like, Doc just fucking executing people. It's interesting, because I think if you go back, if we went back and watched, we're still, like, the good guys, right? Uh-huh. But if we'd done that in Fate, totally different, like, you know what I mean? Like, the moral fabric of the story is so different. Like, us just, like, fuck this guy, kill him, you know what I mean? It's cool here, but in Fate, it'd be like, oh, man, like,
whoa.
Yeah, what just happened,
whoa,
you know?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because even, like, the killing of Rodrigo was super contentious in your game, so, like...
Yeah. I just think it was interesting. You brought that up, and I was like, oh.
I will say, though, favorite moment for me came today, today's recording session. I guess it's like a string of moments, but so, when Doc saved Tanlin, or saved Man of D, I felt very bad, because I knew, I didn't want to, like, scene steal, but in that same breath, like, Doc wouldn't, it, I mean, it doesn't, I don't know if he ever finds out what Madame D did, but wouldn't want Madame D to die, even though, like, he obviously didn't like her, quote unquote, like, didn't like her, right? They were a team, they worked together, they spent a lot of time together, and Doc doesn't want people who he sees as relatively decent people to just die, and so, like, I was like, well, Doc's for sure gonna go for it, like, no questions asked, and so I felt bad about that, because it was a big character moment for Madame D, but I think that all things considered, because the conversation that Madame D and I had, and Doc had, about, like, well, yeah, like, sure, you don't deserve it, but, like, that's the thing, is that no one deserves it, and that's why you do it, you know? And then Madame D being like, no one deserves it, fucking clobbering in the back of the head, and I felt like that came, one, beautifully full circle, two, you got to spill her body out onto the floor, secondarily, full circle, beautifully full circle, and then three, I didn't kill the Baba Yaga, you know? Yeah. John did, and I think it's, what is it called? Revenge doesn't work.
Yeah.
You'll never feel better from revenge. That's typically the story, right? And so I think by not being the person to kill them, I think it takes that agency of, like, I need the revenge out of your hands. And when it's someone so close to you, I think it changes it. For me, and that's why I liked it so much, right, between the three, like, us doing that, you know?
It's funny you said, because that was my thought. I was like, you know what, Doc might either never forgive him or, like, be really cool about it afterwards. But I was like, I feel like John just being like, fuck this guy, and then shooting him in the heads a lot is, like, anti-climax in, like, a fun way. That was kind of my
feeling. Yeah, definitely.
Agree.
Like,
yeah.
This guy sucks. Like, you know, he deserves to die. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He doesn't deserve a good death.
I think that two lines kind of, like, falls in line with Aku and the mayor be like, oh, like, you know, I should have killed you with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I, at that point, we'd already disarmed the mayor. Like, my actions had disarmed the mayor. And
I think you were fully expecting for me to interrogate
him. I thought, and Aku just killed him. And it was a situation of, like, oh, like, cool. Like, we did it. Like, you know, it wasn't just like, oh, like, this story be. No, Aku just handled it. And it was like, oh, very good. And so I found a lot of interesting points in that. That was very fun for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think at that point, especially for Aku, it was like, we're getting all this information and shit about the Baba Yaga and stuff like that. And it's like, well, you're obviously just a pawn in this larger game. I'm not going to get anything out of you other than arrows pointed to the Baba Yaga. But fuck you, you're terrible, so just die.
Oh, totally.
Sort of thing. And it was just that sort of thing. I was like, ah, you know, I'll get my closure this way.
Yeah.
You deserve to die, and then you're dead.
Yep. Other favorite moments, no laws.
No laws.
This is my passion.
It's my passion.
Those are some good ones. Kim.
I honestly think some of the highlights for me for this was just all of our little stupid downtime bits. the downtime bits that were both just, like, stupid insurance, but also the, like, heart-to-heart moments we had. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just thought it filled out the party dynamic very nicely, because it was, like, I think especially, like, our first few, it's, like, us just kind of constantly running through missions and that sort of thing. And then we finally, like, have downtime and stuff like that. And we kind of just got to develop our relationship more, which makes the ending of what everybody ended up doing a little bit more impactful. Because, like, you know, it's this whole thing of, like, especially for my character, you know, it was running through and trying to get the arms the whole time. And then even towards the end, the arms wasn't what mattered.
Mm-hmm.
It was trying to save the people who were getting fucking strapped to shit and against their will. And so, I don't know, I just thought it's a fun way to fill out characters.
The arms were the friends we made along the way.
Literally the friends we made along the way.
It did kill me when we did the hustle and then Tanlin's character just got a paycheck. Everyone else didn't make much money that time.
Either. I think we all got like 100 eddies each, and then Tanlin's character got like 300.
For doing nothing.
Yeah. For sitting around, I think.
I loved how you guys kind of hated her. It was so funny.
Another thing that Kim made me think of too is that tell me if you guys think differently, but I feel like we clicked pretty fast as like a party, like our characters did, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't take that long for us just to be like, all right, we get it, we're all together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe
that was something I was worried about, because all your characters like kind of angry inside at yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So
I think that's kind of what bonded us together. Is we kind of had a similar objective, and then we ended up just kind of realizing like, oh, it's not worth it.
Yeah, the revenge was the friends we made along the way.
The revenge was the friends.
We all had rage and hate, and then it's this thing of like, it's so hard to be
to
hateful and to want revenge when there's people that love you and there's people you spend a lot of time with.
And like, then you end up caring for, and then you're like, oh, this isn't worth it.
You're suddenly way less willing to waste your life.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Hi, it's my turn. one,
She's been thinking.
I don't even know. Dude, still don't know.
We're talking about the Fate game, right?
Devon, no. My favorite, I think, like, highlight. Okay, I have a few highlights. So, right more in the beginning, the fucking sign bit with...
Oh my god, that was so stupid. Work,
like, he's back. And then the fucking...
That was so good.
The turret thing, which was like... Yippee-ki-yay! It's like, is that the...
Yeah.
Rooting John's, yeah.
A lot of my favorites are Doc and John things. I ship them crazy style. Get ready for the art guys. Don't worry about it.
You're welcome, Tamlin.
Thanks, guys.
Taylor and I also kissed, which we felt like was necessary to the roleplay.
Method
acting. Guys.
Wait.
Kissed crazy
The fucking scene, Doc loses his leg, fucking John's carrying him.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know what it is about how, like, he flips himself in there. He's, like, over the shoulder with the guns. Incredible.
Totally clear. I did that so on purpose.
I know. Devon.
Whoa. Tamlin. What does it for you? Like what about the Doc and John thing does it?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I kind of get it, but, like, you know.
Not as hard as she gets
it. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Rides for it, dude.
So, like... They're doomed, right? They're doomed by the narrative. Somehow they made it in this narrative.
Yeah, I was so scared Doc was
gonna die. Like, Doc was doomed from the start. He was gonna lose his life. Like, that was like his goal to fucking to do what he had to do.
It was a suicide note.
Like,
you know,
he was
right?
Blank. And then, like, John, what was John's story? Like, John trying to get his life back, right?
Yeah, so I don't think we ever talked about it because I didn't think John would ever, like, bring it up directly. But like, he got kicked out of the Mojave Winds because he raided a Chrome Torrent. Like, he was a nomad. He fought some other nomads. He was supposed to do that. He got kicked out and he was like, but they killed my friends. I needed to avenge them, you know?
Searching their whole thing for purpose. Yeah, their nomad group has a strong, like, your word is your bond. Mm. And so they made a peace with the Chrome Torrent to be like, hey, we don't fight you, you won't fight me. And then he went out of his way to try to get some stuff back.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, that's real.
And, like, also, like, Dr. Cowboy, something about that. Like, just the visuals on it.
I patch up his bullet wounds.
The fuck? True. Oh, yeah. Like, that, it's just like, it works.
No, you're good, dude. I was just curious.
I just enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to drop my accent. Sorry.
No, you're good, bro.
For me, what I liked so much about Doc and John, which I there were things I did for it where I would, like, do it a little more on purpose, like flipping around like this, you know,
the pajama pants.
Yeah. Very, very purposeful on my end, but not always, most of the time. But I really liked the filled with violence and rage and hate and needs to avenge, right? And needs revenge. And is writing the world's longest, most annoying suicide note, with a trail of tech and bodies, and then the person who could 100% do the thing that Doc needs to do without much labor, right? Like, Doc has to put himself through so much to get there, and John is someone who can do it and accomplish it way quicker and easier than Doc ever could. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that was like something like this guy who doesn't need to do it. And probably did do it, and you know, and could and did, is the exact opposite of Doc. And so John is who Doc wanted to be to do that.
It's
funny
that he ends up doing it in the end. Then, huh? John shoots him in the
head. Yeah, no, it works perfectly because you took that burden from Doc. It's very important. Yeah. Jesse,
I can go on forever.
Oh, so I think my favorite part was when you guys were going to save Wesley, and, like, you told Izanami, and she's like, don't do it, and you guys were like, no, we're saving this guy, because I honestly was like, he's kind of like a joke character.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I was like, you guys like him, but are you guys going to go into an ambush for him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it kind of made it even better, because, so the kind of thing that I have connecting all the villains is that they all believe they're untouchable because they have this Megacorp backing them. Mm-hmm. But then this ragtag group, like, is able to just fuck them over.
Yeah. Time and time again.
That was, so I was like, oh, so they, like, care about it. So I was actually kind of touched that you really kind of.
I was right, like, for our boy Wesley.
Your gag character. Yeah.
Dude, you just feel bad for Wesley.
No, yeah, you feel so bad for Wesley.
Dude, guys, you guys rag on Adams the whole time. Dude, she, like,
loves,
like, even if she's like, no, it's not about him, it's about me, whatever. Like, she takes care of him.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
she,
not that.
No,
it's
but
that
she, like...
It's that she, he gives her money. You know what I mean?
That,
like,
well, that's a kink. That's just what he's into. I'm sorry.
The Wesley thing for me, especially when we got the photo of Wesley and knowing Wesley was in danger, Like for Doc, it's like, oh, like I'm in a position in which I can save the lover this time, right? Like I can save her lover. And when she jumped out the window, I was like, well, I have to save Wesley's lover. Like I can't let anyone else suffer this stupid fucking itch that I have inside of me forever. And so it was like, Doc was like, we gotta get the boy. We gotta go get the boy.
The boy.
The boy.
The boy.
Yeah. The man. The adult man.
Yeah, he was a
real man. Just petite.
But yeah, no, that was, we fucked a lot of people over.
And then it kind of makes it work, because so the way that fight was supposed to kind of play out is that she would just turn invisible and then just be fucking you guys, and then her body would overheat and she'd catch on fire, then have to escape. Because her whole thing is that she believes in Militech so much, she's like, I'm perfect.
Right.
Mm. So, but then I think it makes it even better, because what made her run away is that trauma team was coming, and she knew, like, she can't take all of you and trauma team.
Yeah.
So it's like, now there's this other megacorp. That's, so she's like, oh, not as untouchable as she thinks she is.
Dude, that was a tough.
I was like, oh, we're all dead.
I thought I was gonna die.
I mean, there was a moment where I thought I was dead because I didn't know.
Yeah, because you were a shield.
I really liked how you guys like really planned out attacks too, because that was something I was worried about getting into this. Is that because it's lethal? If you guys just like walked into fights, you guys would. You guys would have died pretty quick, but you guys were always like real smart about it. I was kind of annoyed when you, with the tow cable, and I kept rolling back for there.
I'm so sorry, Jesse.
Because
it sounds like a gag.
That's just the blight you have as a GM when Adam's one of your players.
And then, yeah, like, I actually cheated, and the two that caught it, I was like, no, I'm not going to let you kill like 12 dudes with this trick.
Oh, it was so bad.
I'm so scared for when I GM.
Well,
I,
yeah.
Yeah, well, we've talked. But
5e is different, though, because we had technology on our side this time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
No, we can spoil it. Oh, yeah. No, this would be great.
I'm going to be a fighter, so I shouldn't be too big of an issue.
No, yeah. I specifically made him choose a martial class because we did a... Guys, we did a one-shot, like, just you know, testing things out. I let him play, like, this wizard, and he ruined it. He killed everything.
I'm sorry.
He killed everything so fast. No, it's fine. I love
you. Well, 5e, I like 5e because you can cheese build. Not cheese build, but, like, you can be a little more, like... Because this, you can be tactical in the sense of, like, lining your fights up, taking turrets over, making them target people and stuff. But your builds aren't going to be the most tactical, you know? 5e is one of the reasons I like 5e is because you can be tactical and chess-like and like precise in the way you build your character. That was very fun for me. But beside that, let's get into questions, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. Questions for each other, questions for Jesse. Jesse, questions for us.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jesse.
I mean, oh, I could like... let you guys tell you, since you didn't talk about the Baba Yaga much, so...
Yeah, you want to know... I want to know more about the Baba Yaga.
So, first of all, there was no mole. So, you guys were underneath Arasaka Tower. So, his whole backstory is that he was a scientist for Arasaka.
Uh-huh.
And so... But he was, like, on the very lower level, so he survived. And so, him and his, like, dudes all just, like, lived in the dark for years. And he went crazy. So they could all see in the dark. That was one of the things. I never really got to implement it, but they could all see in the dark.
So
he just like went crazy. They dug their way out. And they were like
insane.
And so he's just like angry at Arasaka because he feels like he abandoned him. So that's why he targeted. So one of the things is that he met with Kim's parents to be like, I'm like continuing my research, and they're like, you're a crazy old man, get out of here. And so he's like, well, they have the best tech arm, so he works with the mayor to make it look like an accident and gives him the tech arm.
Vile.
Yep, and
my lover's kind of stray.
And since he has Arasaka technology, he's able to like get into Arasaka stuff. So he knew like where for the beginning with the drone pilot when he had to save him and her and the operative. He knew like where they were going.
Oh, okay. So he was just in there.
He was plugged in.
So there was no mole. He just was in.
Yeah, they just forgot to lock him out after they updated their systems.
Yeah.
So,
did my lover ever actually love me, or was it all just a plot from the beginning?
I think she did have a soft spot for you, so that's why she didn't kill you. But I think she's still like a bit of a sociopath. You know, like she had a soft spot for you, but she's not.
She let her kiss you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Or she let you kiss
her.
Yeah, that was a ploy, man. She's
so big.
So, Jesse, did we ever frustrate you outside of Adam and the tow cable?
No, wait, the tow cable's fine. And then, at the end, when you guys were just like, we're just gonna fly around and blow around.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry.
Money is power.
That's all. I was just like, because I know we pushed the limits a lot this game. That's all.
Yeah. There was one moment when you guys, when in the beginning, when you were fighting the big lady and the cowboy bartender, and then you just were like, I'm just going to, like, put a grenade on her head. Huh? And you rolled really well. I'm like, well.
With no arms, dude. I thought about doing that to the animal leader at the end.
Yeah.
If he was going to, like, still be a problem, I was going to be like, well. Worked once, you know.
Buffy
I mean?
Wesley killed him.
Because I think that was like the first big fight. So yeah. You guys like tore him apart. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But you guys used like you guys hacked the turrets, and then you also like brought him in. So yeah. I mean, it was one of those things. I was like, I kind of wish it went better, but like they earned it. You know.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Another highlight: fucking the mayor's wife.
That was crazy.
Because that was a pro. So I had it so that basically. All these resources, losing his cars and getting his house fucked up, and then having to bring in all these resources was just gonna make Miltech like cut him off. And so I thought they were gonna enter, and then you would kill a bunch of them, and so then that would kind of be the thing. And then I was like, but I was like, it doesn't feel like enough, you know, because they're in military. And then you did that, and I'm like, they would so fold the black veil. So I was like, I like that went in so perfect. I was so happy. I was like, this works better than what I thought.
I was so proud of how quickly we all got on the same page when, like, he was like, oh, like, turn yourselves in. I was like, oh, he's not going to execute us here. I was like, but he does plan on executing us. His dumb ass is going to take us in his fucking helmet. He's going to take us in his stupid fucking van. And when, like, Tanner looked at me and was like, oh, and then I looked at Aku and we were like, mm-hmm. Like him and I were like, lock in. And so we surrendered and just put a bomb in my leg. I was like, there's no way he doesn't put us in his van.
That was actually the question I had was, Jesse, how did you think that encounter was going to go?
Oh, I was like, well, because I didn't want to just execute you guys. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, yeah, I feel like this would be like a power trip for him. Because this whole thing is that he feels untouchable. Uh-huh. So he's like, I'm going to just take you guys out and shoot you. And I thought it would be even more of like twisting the knife if you guys couldn't see, like in his mind, you couldn't see as he had all the men. Because he was just going to be like, I'm just going to send everyone in to kill everyone. So I feel like you guys would have been driving and he would have been like, blow up the building. You know? And then he would have just been like, so in his mind, that's how it played out, is that he was like, I made a deal with you, but I'm not going to follow through.
Why would you shoot a man before throwing him out of play?
So it was just to fuck with you guys.
And then Doc's crazy ass.
I have a bomb in my leg, man.
Oh, another highlight. The fucking...
The knife to the cheek.
To the cheek.
Listen, he was talking all that good shit, and Doc didn't believe him.
Yeah, I love the Doc. Guys.
Part of the problem with Doc is just like when you have a character who has no will to live,
who's so
like,
ready to die.
Yeah, they do anything.
Yeah, that was one of the things. Is that like I said, like
that's the lesson we should learn. Is that if you're ready to die, do anything.
Yeah, the most annoying, frustrating suicide note.
Don't do that.
And so for like as a player for Doc, I kind of got to do whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
Because it's like. Whatever justification of it is, like, I'm dying at the end anyways. So, you know, I thought that was fine. Almost died, though. Against fucking scythe arms,
fucking
sword arms.
Dude, T-1000, bro?
Street samurai, as Tanner put it.
Dude, she was, dude.
She was nuts.
It was because we were weaponless, but still.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Do you think we could have beaten her in a straight fight, Jesse?
You probably could have. Well, so one of the things, too, is that, so her whole thing, so she has a pistol that does, like, poison damage, so she was going to shoot you and kind of slow you down and then just fuck you up.
I have hyper resistance, like, torture and drugs.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's, like, one of the things that Doc had.
So funny.
But then you guys just blew up started blowing up
your banner.
Does the floor collapse? I'm like, well, yeah. It was next to a nuke, so it's been 20 years.
The concept of like, the only thing that could have made that better is if it kept falling and we were fighting while it was falling.
Yeah.
That's it.
that was crazy.
Dude, yeah, I don't know. I was just like, yeah, fuck this lady. Like she sucks. Like, let's kill
her
and everybody else in here. Like, you know?
Yeah.
What else?
Were there any more guys in that fight? Because I know you were like, there was those three, but like, were there more set up?
So the maelstrom was going to show up too, so then start moving up. And then there were those three guys, and then there were like three more just kind of hidden, in case you guys would just start fucking her up. But then I was like, this is kind of... I would feel bad if I just brought in three more dudes.
More guys, if we were getting fucked up, we would have just died there.
Literally, it was just Taylor and I that were getting fucked up.
Yeah, but then you two die, and then it's John and I.
Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, I think you and I could have gotten away, but we were all sad.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was like, it'll be interesting because like they'll when they're fighting her, then they'll be Maelstrom below, and how are they gonna escape? And then you guys were like, we're gonna get a flying car. Like, oh
well. Dude, also us hiring a helicopter.
Yeah.
We're so silly.
Dude. No, that was the move, though. That was what saved our ass.
Yeah, it is, because if we didn't, then we would have...
Because the Maelstrom was going to show up, so... Yeah.
So we would have been stuck.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the helicopter was the good move.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I had fun.
I had a lot of fun. It was very, like, wonky and exciting.
Yeah, in a good way.
High stakes was very fun. Having to be tactical was good.
Yeah, always, like, on the verge of death, maybe, at one point. I'm like, oh, fuck.
There's a couple close calls.
Yeah, there's a couple close calls.
Because, like, Araceli was just so much firepower that I never felt really, like, in danger until the end.
Yeah.
Fate's not an inherently lethal system.
No,
like
it takes a lot to kill you. Yeah. And then here, one, Doc didn't have a lot of firepower and didn't have that much HP, but was very, like, ah, I'm going to do anything. And so it was very, like, very tactical. I'm like, well, Doc wants to... these people dead, so you have to figure it out. And
Doc's like, I'm the trash man.
Yeah, I throw trash at everybody.
Starting in the garbage.
Hopefully you guys don't get corrupt with power with your new megacorp.
Right?
No, we just eat sourdough bread. We have sourdough sundaes.
Sourdough
sundaes.
From all the bread.
We have sourdough sundaes, and we give sourdough out to needy people on Sundays.
So what was Wesley's ending? What happened to him?
He worked at Sourdough Joe's.
Yeah, he wanted to work.
Like, are you guys married or something, or just...
No.
What?
Well, okay, so like...
I kind of missed that, because I misunderstood.
Complicated, guys.
Okay.
It's complicated. We weren't really in a relationship. We were just like in a
in a crazy situation.
It was like a thing. I don't know.
If we were to ask Wesley if you guys were in a relationship, what would he say?
Yeah.
What would Wesley say?
Wesley would be like, "We are soul bonded."
Oh
That's
God.
The way to put it.
I love Wesley.
Oh
so
God.
There's something. It was. It's something different. You know. It's him. Not.
Us.
It's love beyond.
It's like. Yeah.
We told him to take the money and spend it for himself. Instead, he gave it to you and told you what happened.
How
quickly Doc and I turned on Wesley, or John and I turned on Wesley the minute he did that. We were like, fuck this kid.
Fucking sucks.
We stopped giving him money.
Whatever you say.
Question for Madame Despair. Did Madame Despair ever tell the rest of them what she did to that kid?
No.
The fuck? Why would she would die? Doc would kill her.
What kid?
She cyber psyched someone.
Yeah, Aurelio,
that's right. I forgot about that.
Does that ever leak? Does that ever leak?
Oh, I mean, it helped out. I mean, it wouldn't have been known, but it helped out Arasaka a lot. Counter Militech.
Yeah. Anything else?
Oh, dude, I played another fucking asshole character.
Dude,
guys,
I love it. You keep playing
guys,
faces.
It's so funny.
I promise you, the next time I get to play, I won't.
What's
It's Who's mine.
That? Kim's after you. Yeah,
yeah
you're
that,
not a face that
game. Is that leaked yet? Do they know?
I don't. At this point, the order's not.
Bleep this out.
Yeah, we can also cut this.
Yeah,
we can also cut
this. Yeah, you're not a face in that game.
I am. You are.
I am.
You're the brains, you're the brawn.
Yup. Can't wait for that.
Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A little bit of a.
Siblings.
Is that the eating cigarettes one?
The one that eats cigarettes.
But I don't think he's that
guy. No, he's not that guy anymore.
Okay, good. That would kill
him. He does eat cigarettes if you give him money.
If you dare him to. Dude, just fucking
swallow
the pack, dude.
$50 to eat this lit cigarette. Like, easy.
Yeah, ow.
Yeah.
Can we talk really fast about Tandem's game?
Oh, yeah, real fast.
Taylor, what game are we playing?
Guys, we're going to be playing D&D 5e. I'm very excited about it. High fantasy horror question?
Yeah. What's everyone going to be playing? Or maybe be playing?
Spellcaster.
Some kind of spellcaster?
Yeah, warlock, wizard, or sorcerer, which are the spellcasters, I guess. I'll see.
Bard?
Nah.
Why not?
Come on, Tanner.
Because I've been playing too much. I hate when bards die.
Okay, but Tamlin's different.
Yeah, Tamlin is
I'm
different.
I'm not Adam.
But also, Talon's DMing is fully informed by Adam.
That
it is
true.
100% fully informed
didn't
by Adam.
Didn't you just say it's a horror game?
It is a horror game.
All right, so I'm not going to play
a
bard. I'm not going to play a bard.
Oh, word.
One day. Eventually.
We'll see. But again, I'm going to play a spellcaster or something. One of the three.
I think I'm going to be the shadow monk.
Interesting.
Slay.
Monks are so interesting. Be a fighter.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be barbarian.
Oh yeah.
It's fucking god.
We're dude, I love it that we're idiots. Just three dummies and whatever Tanner's gonna be.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll figure
three
this out.
Dumb
it makes
guys.
It makes sense for the plot, which I'm not gonna spoil yet. Yeah. But.
Oh man.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting, especially if we don't have a face character.
Yeah.
Probably do Warlock we will.
I don't think you'll need
or Sorcerer.
We kidnapped the Premiere.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Dude, I put and a gun what? To the Premiere's head. Yeah. And then
shit. You did technically steal the mayor this game too.
Yeah, we killed him.
Yeah, and yeah.
Rodrigo didn't die by our hand, well, your hand.
I have quite the track record.
Mm-hmm. You do.
Let's
you do.
See what I do next campaign.
Hey man, we never know.
Next game, I'm a fighter.
Yeah, dude, fucking Hasted Paladin. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let's move on.
Fine. Is
anything else for you?
No,
you
know? I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit of a shorter one this
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
I had a fun time. Part of it said it was a lot less. We had a lot less sessions, so there's less to like, yes. you know, ruminate on. But it was, I don't know.
But it was still a lot of fun. I had
short
fun.
And succinct. I appreciate.
Yes,
yeah.
I appreciate it for what it was.
The form. I really appreciated the form of the series.
Jesse, fantastic job, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Round of applause.
I was gonna make it longer, but it kind of felt like there's a lot more filler in it, and I was like. This is cyberpunk. We should just be in the dick of it all the time.
I don't know.
In the dick of it,
you
bro.
Watched the show, the cyberpunk show, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Dude, fucking, it was like. It's like first two episodes, you're like, this is interesting. The last six episodes are just blood, gore, and viscera. And you're like,
yep.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
Rip David.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, sorry.
Jesse, why didn't you let us fight Adam Smasher?
Because he would kill you guys.
Talking stats, what's the over-under?
Dude,
with the car? With our car?
I thought about that. I think in the anime, he literally stops a car by holding it. And I was like, you know what? We can't. Like, you know.
Actually, no.
Never mind.
Yeah, no, you.
He dodges missiles.
Yeah.
It moves, like, past the missiles.
It's fucked up because he's the first character in the show who isn't David to be like, I can move too. You're like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's intense.
Anyways.
Yeah, over-under, though.
I mean, you got a chance with the vehicle. You got a chance, because this is like way before 77. So he's like not as he just got out of the fourth corporate war. He's the hero, so he's
not as chromed out, right?
Yeah, he's slightly less chromed out.
Interesting.
Slightly. So,
we crash the car into him, blow him up three times.
Yeah, hey man.
Yeah, because we have rockets.
Three bombs, rockets.
Dude, insurance three.
Insurance, my leg bomb.
We got this.
Yeah, dude, it's fine.
We all might right. all die in the
process.
I'll
make a side mission. He's going to attack Sour Joe's.
No!
You guys are going to have to defend it.
Oh.
We've been out of the game, though.
Yeah, we die. Like yeah. I don't know, guys.
That's it for us.
Oh,
no! Oh. No, we're all right now.
Shit.
Oh, fuck, guys.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Thank you, Jesse.
And I'm actually happy with the ending, because I just thought you guys were going to be with Arasaka, and I was like,
nah.
We have Sour Joe's.
Yeah, you got Sour Joe's now.
I thought we were going to die. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I did too.
Like,
I was pretty convinced of it, but we didn't.
I for sure thought at least Madam D, Wesley, and I were going to die.
Oh,
I fucking thought you were going to die like four episodes ago.
Yeah.
God
real,
damn it.
Real.
That was stressful. All
right. Anything else?
No.
Let's sign off. Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Goodbye.
Bye.
No laws.
We did it.
No laws.